Fishermen taking part in the state waters black cod fishery in Prince William Sound will likely be facing lower harvest limits when the fishery opens next spring. From Valdez, KCHU's Marsha Lynn has more.
On December 19th, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game issued a notice that registration for the fishery's 59 permit holders is due by April 1st, or they'll be closed out of the new season, which starts on April 15th, 2015. The department's recent news release also warns that quotas will be down, adding that the 2014 harvest of just under 97,000 pounds of sablefish, also known as black cod, was the lowest harvest on record.
It's true, and it's been a trend in recent years that we've been watching as the harvest goes down and the catch per unit effort has been going down as well. You know, the department needs to address this trend. Our guideline harvest level has stayed the same since 1993 at 242,000 pounds.
Maria Wessel, Fish and Game Assistant Area Manager for Prince William Sound Groundfish and Shellfish, says that's based on what she calls a yield per habitat model.
In other words, how many fish would be living in the habitat that's available in the sound. We don't have a fishery independent survey to assess biomass, and so our main information is coming from the fishery itself, and it certainly looks like we need to adjust our guideline harvest level, and we don't have a way currently to do that.
She hopes a project started in 2011 to determine how sablefish populations in the sound are mixed with those in the Gulf of Alaska will be useful.
It's certainly looking like those populations are well mixed, and we're hopeful to come up with a method to adjust our guideline harvest level based on the total allowable catch that NIMS determines for the Gulf of Alaska.
Fishermen won't know their harvest quotas until close to opening day.
So we have the registration deadline of April 1st. The fishery opens on April 15th. So, you know, we know for sure that it will be set before April 15th. Our registration deadline enables us to assign the quota shares to the individual permit holders. And so we typically announce what the individual quota shares are that first week of April after we get all of the registrations in. And so I think we'll be looking at the first week of April before we have any kind of official number.
Harvesters are mainly small boat fishermen from Cordova, says Wessel.
I'd say it's, you know, the 50 and below and a couple of 35 and below that are fishing now.
And she anticipates the fleet will support Fishing Game's approach to adjusting the catch quotas.
I think most of the folks that participate in the fishery are aware that there's a change coming in that guideline harvest level. They know what's going on, and I think most of them will welcome that change because they want to see the resource protected. But we wanted to be sure that everybody had a heads up that you know, we're trying to deal with this and that there is a change coming.
Registrations and log sheets are available at Fish and Game offices in Cordova, Kodiak, Homer, and Anchorage, and by appointment with the Alaska Wildlife Troopers in Seward and Valdez, where there are no Fish and Game offices. Wessel says folks can also send registration materials to the Cordova office via fax or email. In Valdez, I'm Marsha Lynn.